Hey there, money nerds. Welcome to Money in the Morning with Stacky Benjamins. Grab your coffee, pop on the headphones, and get your personal finance on. I'm Joe Saul-Sehy, Average Joe Money on Twitter. And today, we had Doug spin the What's Today's Headline wheel down here in the basement, and we landed on two things. A 20-year-old who won the lottery. Do you see this headline? We're going to talk about this and what this has to do with your money. And then second, a great piece recently on money about travel hacks, about the 10 ways to make travel cheaper in 2018. And you know what? They're not 2018 exclusive. So you can take these ones to the bank for a long time. We got a lot going on, so let's get into it.
Hello, darlings. And now it's time for your favorite part of the show, our Stacking Benjamin's Headlines.
First headline comes to us from Yahoo News, this written by ML Nestel. 20-year-old claims a $451 million jackpot, hopes to, quote, do some good for humanity. A $451 million mystery is over. A 20-year-old, quote, retired background screening worker from Florida. How'd you like to be 20 years old and retired? I actually, quite seriously, don't think I'd want to be 20. I would have wanted nothing to do with retirement at 20. Claimed the fourth largest jackpot in Mega Millions lottery history, lotto officials confirmed. Shane Missler of Port Richey was the lone winner of the January 5th jackpot. He elected to take a lump sum payout of $281.2 million, officials said. You know what they say about those $281 million jackpots? Nice start, but you can't live on it, right? There's just not enough money to live on. I love this next part of the piece, so let's continue. Missler plans on plunking down some of the lottery loot for a new home in Tampa and then pursuing a, quote, variety of passions, according to the Florida Lottery, as well as helping others. I'll tell you, you know, the lottery, from everything that we've seen before with previous lottery winners, I don't know if you've seen the statistics, lottery seriously ruins people's lives, people that win the lottery, because managing 200 some million dollars on its own becomes a full-time job. And it's frustrating to watch people that come into so much money and want to do so many good things end up struggling in so many ways. So very, very difficult to see a 20-year-old win, because there's just so many opportunities to have it mess with his life. I'll tell you what this has to do with our money. Is that at one time or another, many people come into some type of a windfall like this, maybe not a $280 million windfall, but they come into a windfall. And generally speaking, it's at an emotionally charged time. It's not a happy time a lot of the times, like winning the lottery. A lot of the time, unfortunately, it's an inheritance, which means somebody close to you passed away and you're not feeling yourself, you know? And so during those times, the best thing you can do is nothing. Sit on it. If I were his financial planner, I would tell him to sit on it and begin drawing up a plan. So if he wants to buy a house, like he says that he wants to buy a house, let's spend time talking about what type of house, how that house fits into the overall plan. And he says he wants to do some good for others. What does that actually look like? Does he want to set up charitable trust and do good work that way? Does he want to maybe begin a business that helps people? And maybe that, but the act of setting all those things up is time consuming, and time right now is a great thing for our lottery winner right here, and is great for anyone, because the longer you take planning out how that works, the less your emotional decision making becomes and the better you're going to do. And the third part about what he says here that really frustrates me is he says that he wants to help other people, and I know that's well-intentioned, but the frustrating thing when you see any lottery winner or talk to people that are really, really, really wealthy, yeah, lots of people just come out of the woodwork and waste your time begging you for cash instead of going out and making their own way in the world. And obviously, some of those people that want your cash are not just well-meaning, but they really, really need it, and they might be able to do good things. But discerning who those people are and who they aren't ends up also being a full-time job. Managing $280 million full-time job. So I read this. Maybe I'm the only person who groans. I think most people go, man, I wish I could be that person. I think if I could be that person's financial planner, I might go back into the financial planning business. Because the financial planner for this person, by the way, wins too. You do a you do some number crunching. This ends up being being a windfall, a great client for some financial planner out there. They did something really good here. I want to scroll down a little bit in this particular piece. Says that the win did come as a shock for Missler, whose attorney set up a private limited company called Secret 007 LLC. I like that name, Secret 007 LLC. But the act of setting up an LLC, having an attorney, fantastic idea on both of those fronts. Number one, the attorney, somebody not emotional, who knows how the rules work in your corner. Fantastic idea. And number two, setting up a company. I talked about people coming out of the woodwork. You know, anyway, somebody at a grocery store knows who this person is. They might decide to sue that. Anybody can sue anybody for any reason. So setting up an LLC doesn't give you, setting up a separate company for the money doesn't give you complete package of ways to protect against lawsuits and to protect that money, but it certainly is another layer. And so some good moves there. And I need to continue just briefly on this piece before we move on, because when he said that it didn't come as a surprise, I thought, what? He says here, in fact, Missler informed officials that after purchasing the ticket at the 7-Eleven convenience store on Ridge Road in Port Richey, about 40 miles northwest of Tampa, he had a feeling he'd win the jackpot. Is that great? He had a feeling that he'd win, and he did. So nice job there. Maybe he should become an astrologist. Let's see what's going on. People in our closed Facebook group, people following live on Facebook. If you want to follow the taping of our shows here on Facebook, just go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/iStackBenjamins, and you'll see the next time that we're recording. So saying a big hello to Dave, our friend Dave, who says he's in a great mood. I just gave away my 100th personal finance book and Mom said I'd never amount to anything. Dave, you don't want to just give away the personal finance books. You should read them. You want to read the personal finance books. And Dave just given them away. Nice job. Kimberly, I agree, says hopefully he gets a financial planner right away. Got an attorney right away, so I'll bet the financial planner hopefully is next. And Justin says they should contact OG immediately. Absolutely. Great idea, Justin. All right, let's move on to our second piece. By the way, before we do that, something I forgot at the top of the show. Our show is brought to you by Stacky Benjamin's Courses. If you're looking for some learning, you don't get it listening to Stacky Benjamin shows. You actually get that learning from our courses. And my business partner, Kathleen, has created a new course called Save 50, which teaches you to save 50% of your income. Here's how you get to that. Learn.stackingbenjamins.com. Imagine if you fail at that and you only save 40% of your income. How bad would that stink? But she and I put this course together based on my expertise and based on her personal experience. And love that course. Learn.stackingbenjamins.com. All right, let's move on to our second headline today. By the way, let's go back to our takeaway. Takeaway: plan first whenever you have a windfall, and maybe initially do nothing. Our second headline comes to us from Money. 10 easy ways to save on travel this year. I'm excited about travel in 2018. I'll be traveling to Seattle on Friday. So for those of you in Seattle, if you're going to be there from 6 to 8 on Friday, Capitol Hill neighborhood, 1221 East Pike Street, we're going to Elysian. I think it's Elysian Brewing. We're going to be there. Let me know you're coming so we have enough room. Joe@StackyBenjamins.com or hit me up here on Facebook or wherever. But anyway, going to Seattle, headed to in early February, going to go to Orlando, back in Orlando for FinCon late in the year, going to Philadelphia. I'll be hopefully headed to Michigan and Ohio as well, and to Germany. So lots of travel for me. I'd like to hear what actually you do to save on travel. But let's go through this. This is written by Alexis Bennett from InStyle Magazine. Not sure how to save on travel in 2018? You've come to the right place. We've gathered the best tips and tricks to help you save those coins. Should have said save those Benjamins, but whatever. I didn't edit this piece. Ahead, you'll discover ways to find out which websites have price glitches. Yes, that happens to airlines all the time. Let's get into these. Number one, don't sleep on layovers. Cheryl and I did this. It says, sometimes you'll find deals on flights with free extended layovers like the Emirates Dubai stopover. I've had friends do that where they've traveled on to different places around the world and with a stop in Dubai and ended up visiting Dubai instead of sleeping, take an extended sleep, went out and saw the sights in and around Dubai. We did the same thing in Iceland. Great deals through Iceland. If you spend the night in Iceland, you get a great deal on a trip back. Ended up saving a bunch of money and saw a lot of stuff in Iceland that I wouldn't have seen. I'm excited to go back to Iceland. Can't wait to do that again. Second on here, minimize currency exchange fees. Currency exchange fees can really sneak up on you if you aren't careful, especially if you're swiping a traditional credit and debit card like crazy. Best bet, sign up for no foreign fee cards and keep some cash on you. I do that every time I travel. I take the non-foreign exchange fee cards, the ones that are going to charge me for foreign exchange fees, take those completely out of my wallet. Those don't come with me on a trip when I'm using a different currency. I also go to my bank ahead of time and get a more favorable exchange rate through my bank, exchanging some money for the local currency than I will if I do it at the airport when I'm there. Generally speaking, the airport, not the best place to do your exchange. And they know that, which is why they have the thing right in the airport. Great way for a place to make money is by opening in the airport. First place you see, going to stop there, ease of save yourself some time and makes them some good money at your expense. Number three on our list of ways to save money on travel this year, travel on Wednesday. You know, we're planning a trip to Germany, and I noticed that if I go on Wednesday versus Thursday, just the huge price difference on traveling on Wednesday. So I'm actually doing this one myself. Number four, get alerts on unusual discounts. Price glitches happen all the time. Sometimes airlines will make mistakes converting prices between currencies or simply making typos, but it's hard to keep an eye out on the once-in-a-lifetime deals unless you're following websites to send out alerts like Secret Flying or Airfare Watchdog. You know, it's funny. On this point, I saw a segment on the Today Show by the Points Guy, Brian the Points Guy, and he was talking about how even looking at some of these sites and paying in a foreign currency. So he had something where he was looking at Norwegian Air, and he changed the website over to Norwegian. And when he changed that over to foreign and used Google Translate to translate the site, he found that it was actually cheaper paying in, what is it, kroner, or paying in whatever the foreign currency was. So if you're using a foreign airline, flip to the other place and maybe pay in foreign currency using a credit card that doesn't have foreign exchange fees that will let you pay in a different currency. And bam, you end up coming out ahead. He came out way ahead. I think it was like 15% cheaper flight just by using the foreign version of the website versus the US version, and then using Google Translate to translate the site back. Pretty cool. Next on our easy ways to save on travel this year, know the cheapest times to fly. You'll find the best hotel and flight deals, it says, after New Year's Day and before Valentine's Day. You might also want to plan your next getaway after spring break season ends, but before the summer start in order to save a few bucks. Number six, manage your phone bill. I'm sure you already know this one, right? Make sure that your phone is either going to work or you have it set so that it only works over Wi-Fi, or that you have a foreign SIM card that you've added to it. I've had way too many people tell me about big problems with the phone bill because their phone worked, but they didn't realize they're paying tons of fees to make their phone work in a foreign country. Not good. Watch out for your phone. Number seven, talk to the locals and experienced travelers. Here's a great way to save money. go for quirky and interesting over expensive. I know a lot of people who travel that just think that, you know, if I pay for the expensive stuff, I'm going to end up with a great experience. You certainly will, but you also pay through the nose. If you spend just a little time on travel websites, talking to experienced people that have been there for recommendations, and also finding out what places locals think are the quirky, fun places to go, you can save a lot of money, a ton of money, and have a blast. And maybe even a better time than you do if you just spend a bunch of money to, you know, the extra money you're spending, I understand that it's insurance, right? To make sure you get the best package. But I think just a little homework saves you a bunch of cash there. Number eight, read museum signs carefully. There are a lot of free museums, but signs with recommended donations could leave you confused and spending more than you have to. Pay attention, keep an eye out for suggested versus required admission fees. Look for those free days too with museums. Cheryl and I have caught those on several occasions, and that saves us a bunch of money. Next, sign up for travel rewards. I travel a lot, so I use a travel reward credit card. That may end up helping you too if you travel a lot. And number 10, skip the hotels. Websites like Love Home Swap and Airbnb are perfect for easily securing alternative lodging. And you know what's cool about those two? Not only do you often pay less than a hotel, but you also get more of a cool experience. You'll stay in a residential area. I remember when Cheryl and I were in Marseille a couple of years ago, we stayed at a few really neat places that we wouldn't have come near if we had just stayed in a hotel, staying in one in somebody's loft in Nice, in Marseille, staying in a rooftop, very small apartment. And then in Cannes, staying in an apartment that after we lugged the luggage up 50 million flights of stairs because the elevator wasn't working in this particular apartment building. Just a beautiful view out over the Mediterranean. So good stuff there. All right. Takeaway, you can travel more than you think in 2018 if you just pay attention to your expenses. That's going to do it for today. Actually, it's not going to do it quite for today. Let's go back to our Facebook friends watching live and see what people have there. Our new friend, Lori. Hey, Lori says, saving on travel includes packing my own food and an empty water bottle. Great idea. You know, it's funny, Lori, to your point, when we were in Paris, one of the most fun stops was on our way up to Montmartre. We were going up the hill and stopped and just got some cheeses and some fruits and meats and went into a wine shop. I had the best discussion with a wine shop, with this wine shop guy. And I'll take a second and tell you the story. So I walk into this wine shop and my French is horrible. And I immediately just said, l'anglais to the guy. And he goes, no, monsieur. So I just go and I pick out a wine off of the shelf, a white wine, but it's going to be, you know, and it's going to be warm. So bad news there. But I walk up and I put the wine down and the guy looks at me, looks at the warm bottle of white wine and takes his hands, put them around himself and starts shivering and gives me a thumbs up. Like cold? Yes. And I didn't know what he was talking about at first. And he points to a refrigerator that has the same bottle of wine, but cold. And I went, ah, I give him a big thumbs up. So he goes over and he gets the cold bottle of wine. He puts that down and he starts ringing it up. And then he points to his head and goes, huh? And then he goes to the top of the bottle of wine and takes his fist and pounds on the top and acts like he's unscrewing it. Do I need an opener? And I go, thumbs up again. Yes, I need an opener. And so he goes and he gives me a cheap opener and puts that next to the bottle of wine. And then types on the cash register and just points to the number. I hand him that number of euros. And then he hands me back the change, gives me a paper bag for the wine, puts everything in there. And then he pauses for a second. We both realize we did a complete transaction, a very good transaction, all pantomime. And we both start laughing together. fantastic time, Lori. So not only packing some cheaper stuff on the way up the hill to just sit on these steps overlooking Paris, but avoiding the expensive restaurant and having a good story to tell about it later. Fantastic. Our friend Roxanne is leaving for Costa Rica on Monday. Safe travels, Roxanne. And then Dave, when's the best time to travel to Germany? At 9. Oh boy, Dave, that's so bad. Justin likes Skyscanner, says Ryanair super cheap. So if you're flying to Europe from the States, I get the cheapest flight to Europe and then use Skyscanner app and you'll find a cheap Ryanair flight most likely. You know, I avoid those flights, Justin. I'm a tall guy and the cattle car is not for me. I will pay more to have an experience and just the Ryanair experience, Spirit Air experience. I can't do it anymore. But I agree. If your main goal is just to save money, Ryanair, Spirit Air. I mean, use some of those places. And Justin also says Munich to Atlanta Delta flight is great and not bad on the bank. 9 to 10 hours nonstop. All right. Thanks a ton, everybody out there in Facebook land watching. Thanks to everybody listening on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you might listen. It's been a great launch of this Money in the Morning show. We'll see everybody again next time. Let's go stack some Benjamins. Bye-bye.
Money in the Morning is created by Joe Saul-Sehy and is brought to our channels by our producer and engineer, Richie Rutter-Reese. Stacking Benjamins and Money in the Morning are for entertainment purposes. Before making moves, consult with your financial advisor. Looking for training sessions? Kathleen Selmans has a great suite of Stacking Benjamins tools, so head on over to learn.stackingbenjamins.com. Hoping to chat with us on the web? Say hello to Shannon Cowan, our social media guru and community manager in our Facebook group. She can be found at stackingbenjamins.com/basement. From the basement, I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug. See you tomorrow.